USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking at the White House, President Trump says he spoke with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell about what needs to be done after the deadly mass murders in Texas and Ohio.
They understand we don't want insane people, mentally ill people, bad people, dangerous people. We don't want guns in the hands of the wrong people.
Democratic presidential candidate Julian Castro is on the defensive, defending the tweets of his twin brother, Congressman Joaquin Castro. The Texas lawmaker tweeted out a list of presidential donors and their employers. Julian Castro was speaking at the Iowa fair.
The right wing wants to make this a story because they want to pretend like in some way that's equivalent to the hate or the division that Donald Trump is fostering in this country.
Castro is polling at less than 1% in Iowa. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The lead federal prosecutor who helped negotiate the so-called sweetheart deal for millionaire child sex offender Jeffrey Epstein has resigned. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
A lawyer for Amory Villafina confirming that she has stepped down from the Justice Department amid the investigation into the role that she and other prosecutors played in the deal that allowed Jeffrey Epstein to plead guilty to just one count of soliciting a minor for prostitution when he faced many, many serious charges back in 2008. The multimillionaire wound up serving just 13 months of jail time on work release. It allowed him to go to his office for 12 hours a day, 5 days a week. He's awaiting trial now on new federal charges concerning similar allegations. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The USDA declared all 102 counties in Illinois as agricultural disasters. The move opens up the path for more help for farmers and businesses that rely on farms. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Vice President Joe Biden has been known for his gaffes in the past, and some are saying that Thursday at a campaign stop in Iowa, he made another one.
And the other thing we should do is we should challenge these students. We should challenge students in these schools to have advanced placement programs in these schools. We have this notion that somehow if you're poor, you cannot do it. Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids. Wealthy kids, black kids, Asian kids. No, I really mean it, but think how we think about it.
As you can hear, Biden did correct himself, and the campaign put out a statement saying that the former vice president did correct himself as soon as possible. President Trump was asked about what the former vice president said.
Joe Biden is not playing with a full deck. This is not somebody you could have as your president. But if he got the nomination, I'd be thrilled.
As the NFL preseason continues, we're hearing that Oakland Raiders wide receiver Antonio Brown is suffering from frostbite from a cryotherapy session gone wrong. Cryotherapy is a procedure that involves stepping into a cylindrical metal tube that is chilled to temperatures minus 270 degrees by nitrogen vapor. Kathy Butters is a cryotherapy expert, and she says the procedure does have many health benefits.
The main one is pain management and flushing inflammation from your body for recovery, which a lot of elite athletes will do for post-recovery workouts.
Butters was speaking there on ABC News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.